Good morning, Vineyard Community Church. We are so excited that you've joined us. We just pray that you're blessed with the service this morning. Let's worship together.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me. You walk with me. Though the earth may quake and the mountains shake and the seas may roar with foam, you're with me. You walk with me. And I hear you say, be still and know you're God. So I will trust and know that I am not. Oh Lord my God, my refuge and my strength, you are my help when I'm in need. Your goodness and your love will always follow after me. And I'll dwell with you forever, yeah. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me. You walk with me. Though the earth may quake and the mountains shake and the seas may roar with foam, you're with me. You walk with me. And I hear you say, be still and know you're God. So I will trust and know that I am not. Oh Lord my God, my refuge and my strength, you are my help when I'm in need. Your goodness and your love will always follow after me, and I dwell with you forever. Yeah. You're going before me. I'm fearing nothing. You pour out your mercy. My cup's overflowing. You're going before me. I'm fearing nothing. Pour out your mercy. My cup's overflowing. You're going before me. I'm fearing nothing. Pour out your mercy. My cup's overflowing. You're going before me. I'm fearing nothing. Pour out your mercy. My cup's overflowing. Oh Lord my God, my refuge and my strength, you are my help when I'm in need. Your goodness and your love will always follow after me. I'll dwell with you forever, and I'll dwell with you forever. I'll dwell with you forever, yeah.
All right, good morning. My name is Paul Diani. I'm one of the leaders here at the Vineyard, and we just want to welcome you for joining us today. And if you're newer with us, or this is your first time watching, just let us know in the comments below, or you can even email us at info@vineyard05.com. We also have an exciting announcement. We are going to be doing an outdoor service the first Sunday of every month starting in June. So it'll be June 7th, and then July 5th and August 2nd. So please come out and hang out with us outside, weather permitting. We look forward to seeing you guys.
Cool. Hello, good to see you this morning. I'm Pastor Dave, Paul's dad, and we're doing a team effort here this morning. But before we get into the sermon, I just want to take a minute and encourage you to take advantage of an opportunity to invite people to church on Sunday. I know we can't meet here in the building, but when you're watching online, if you're watching on the Facebook premiere, all you have to do is hit the share button, and that service will then show up on your Facebook page. And when it shows up on your Facebook page, you will be amazed that friends from years ago, people who've never attended church, will watch it on your Facebook page. It's the simplest thing, man. It's inviting people to church by just hitting the share button or the watch party. So let me encourage you to do it. It's a great way to reach out. And then also, I just want to give a shout out to our life groups and our ministry groups. I'm so excited when I see online how our life groups are reaching out to one another, staying connected. I've watched John York's group. They've got like sermons going on Facebook, and I know they're just reaching out to each other in different ways. Our group's been using the Zoom meetings. I know a number of life groups are. I know the MOPS ladies have a Zoom meeting going on. I know some of the life groups are calling each other, but I'm just so proud of our life groups and ministry groups, because we're making the effort to try and stay connected, and it really does say something that our life groups, our ministry groups, are more than just Bible studies. They're connecting one another. And let me just say, if you're not connected, contact us at the church. Go on the website, hit the contact or info button. We'll help you get connected. But man, this is, of all times, this is important to be connected. So yeah, shout out to our life groups and ministry groups. So Paul, I've had this song running through my head for a couple of weeks, and I thought maybe this would be a great topic for a sermon. It really goes along with who we are as a church. Our church mission statement is serve God and serve people. And there's an old song. I happened to catch something on Facebook and started following it, but it's by the Beatles. An old song came out in the 60s, and the song goes, "Help me, help, I need somebody, help, not just anybody. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?" A really great song. Now probably you'll be singing it all day today. And
help.
Yeah. If we were in the building, I'd play it, but we can't, because we put it on Facebook, they'll pull us down. But the song is about people helping people and people needing help. And I believe with all my heart that God puts us and allows us to get in situations where we need help. And I think the reason he does that is because he doesn't want us going through life thinking we can do everything on our own. You cannot succeed by yourself. We need help. And reaching out to one another is a foundation part of Christianity. Serving people, helping people is very, very important to Christianity. So this morning, I just want to take some time and just read some scriptures, and let's just talk about this. But here's one that's in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Here's Paul writing into the Galatian church. He's saying, "And let us not grow weary while doing good." Let's make sure we don't forget the importance of doing good. He's talking about keeping that as a value among the church, meaning that we should be intentional about helping people. This is not something you do as a side note when you feel like it. This is a significant part of the Christian lifestyle. And what he's talking about doing good is I think it's different, Paul, than when someone says to you, "Hey, Paul, if you ever need help, let me know." I mean, that's a nice offer, but you know what? It's worthless. Pretty much is. Because here's the thing. Would you agree, Paul, most people have a hard time asking for help?
Oh, my gosh. I never.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because it's hard. I need help. I actually call Paul. "No, Paul's got to take care of Warren, and him and Katie are busy." You know, we have a hard time. And I think this is talking about helping people before they ask. Mm-hmm. And man, I'm telling you, when that happens, that makes an impact. I can think of something just recently. I was doing some plumbing downstairs in the basement, and you know, it was a pain and it was taking forever. In the middle of the project, my younger brother Dan calls me, "Hey, what's going on, Dave?" And I say, "Hey, Dan, I'm really busy. I'm in the middle of a plumbing project. I got to get this done before it gets too late." And I hang up the phone, and I could have used help. I should have asked him for help. I just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Well, about 20 minutes later, Dan comes over my house, comes in the house. I go, "What's up?" He goes, "I just thought I'd come over and help you." I'm telling you, Paul,
that's pretty awesome.
He gets a gold star for that. But I think that's what Paul's talking about here when he says do good. He's talking about taking the initiative, you know, going the extra step. But he says don't get weary, like don't get distracted. Why do you think people get distracted or don't put an emphasis on doing good deeds? What causes that, Paul?
I mean, just thinking practically, probably because we don't even see the need. I mean, it's impressive that, you know, you just having that intuition to know somebody needs help, that takes an extra level. And then even if we do see the need, honestly, I'm a pretty busy person and I just feel like I don't have the time to do it. I got problems that I got to solve on my own. And then even if I see a need and I have the time, sometimes I feel a little jaded or I feel like maybe I'm going to get taken advantage of. So I kind of just don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think maybe this might be what Paul's talking about here, because it's not in vain. It's not wasted. And I think one of the ways we can overcome this feeling of being taken advantage of is to recognize when I do something in obedience to the Holy Spirit and help somebody, I do it unto God. Hmm. I do it unto God. Now what they do with that help, if I help them with a job, if I give them money, what they do with it is between them and God. But I have to overcome this feeling of maybe I'm being taken advantage of. If I'm listening to the Holy Spirit, I'm doing what God wants me to do, I do it unto God. Hmm. And then I let it go. After that, I'm done with it. But what would be some other ways that, you know, we can do good? Maybe, how about like just simply an encouraging word?
Yeah.
You ever have an encouraging word or a time where someone encouraged you that it made any difference in your life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can think back to when I was in school and, you know, I wasn't really the best student, but I tried really hard. And there were times where I would do pretty poorly on an exam, but my teachers would tell me to keep going and stay strong. And even though it didn't look good for me, I felt encouraged by that, and I kept pressing on and pushed through the bad grades, and eventually I passed, and I just kept going. So,
you said that the one time you went in to talk to the teacher, and you said, "He said, I see you're in class." You're saying that like validated.
Oh my gosh, the fact that he noticed that I was trying and he was encouraging me to keep coming, it might have been the difference between drop it out and keep going.
Think about that. That is a good deed. That is doing good. The guy spoke words of life into you and it made a difference.
Yeah.
I think of a story I've told often, but it really helped me see the power of an encouraging word. When I was running my first triathlon, I had trained. Mm-hmm. And you know, the first part we did the swimming and I did okay. And then I had a bike 20 something miles and I got tired. But after the bike, I had to get off and run the 5K, and we were doing it here at the church. Yeah. And it was hot. And I'm running the 5K, and I'm on my way back toward the church, the last half of the 5K. And Paul, I'm so exhausted. I never had done an outdoor, you know, triathlon, and my mind's playing tricks on me. And I'm thinking to myself, "Look, I'm so tired. I just got to stop. I can't do this. I have to stop." And I actually thought this dumb thought, like, "I'm just going to lay down in the middle of the road. I'm just so tired. I just needed a break." And just as I'm thinking those thoughts, I'm getting closer to the church, and some of the people from the church kind of got out there, and they're cheering for me. And I hear my daughter Hannah going, "Come on, Dad, you can do it. Come on, Dad." And she's just cheering me on, you know. But I hear that in my head, and I think, "Oh my gosh, they think I can do this." And I just kept going, you know. And I was thinking, man, what if they would have said, "You cannot do this, take a break," I would have stopped right there. Mm. I mean, you can help people just with encouraging words. Yeah. And I think there's other ways. You can call people just with a phone call. "Hey, how you doing?" Mm. You don't have to have a reason to call people. Think about this. And even visiting people. I think in America, we're just we're just wiggy about visiting, you know, like I need to be invited to your house, but it's like, can I just stop over? Hey, how are you guys doing, man? There's something cool about that.
Yeah.
What would be some other ways you could do good, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think just learning people's names, knowing their names, calling them by name, and spending time with people. I mean, like you said, it's that genuine act of just saying, I just want to be with you. I just want to spend time with you. That says so much to somebody. Offering your services to help them, watch their kids, help them around the house. I mean, simple things.
I'm a big advocate of blessing people by taking the initiative to learn their name. And I truly do not believe when people say I'm bad with names, I think what they're saying is I really don't care about you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's just what I hear. You should never say that. You should say I'm doing my best to learn your name because I love you and you're important and your name is important and it is a good deed. It's extra effort on my part.
It really is.
It takes that effort. Well, so this is a writing by Paul to the Galatian church. But clearly Paul is taking his lead from Jesus, because what we find out is Jesus lived a life that had a high value on helping people. So I want to read this passage. This is so great. This is in the book of Acts, and it's a summary. This is a summary of Jesus' life. And this is like it's Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Now listen to this. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. I love this passage because it's saying God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. And then it says, who went about doing good and these other miraculous things. I think we leave that little doing good piece out and we think, well, the Holy Ghost is given so you can heal the sick, cast out demons, and do supernatural things. Well, for sure, you can't do that without the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost anointed Jesus so that he could do good things,
right,
which would be not necessarily miraculous. Just
good things.
Good things. Look at he anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good.
That's awesome.
All right, so let's just think of a couple of times where Jesus just did something good that wasn't necessarily miraculous.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I think one of my favorite ones, and you know, mentioning names, is when Jesus was in Jericho and he was walking through and there was really big crowds and a man named Zacchaeus climbed up in a tree and Jesus made the point to stop what he was doing, call Zacchaeus by name, and he said, I'm going to go hang out with you, Zacchaeus. I mean,
someone no one liked, right?
Yeah, no one liked Zacchaeus. And we don't even really know what happened after that, except that it changed Zacchaeus' life. I think maybe it was just that simple act of doing good that caused him to realize he was loved.
You know what, Paul, when we were talking about this, I think I got a revelation about that, because for many years I'd read that story of Jesus in Jericho and Zacchaeus. And then when he's eating lunch, it says Zacchaeus gets up and he makes this transformation statement. And I've always wondered, what did Jesus say?
Yeah.
But it doesn't tell us. And I realized when you and I were talking about this, I realized, oh my gosh, the reason it didn't tell us what Jesus said is because it didn't matter. It's what he did. He did a good deed. He said to Zacchaeus, let's go hang out. And here's Zacchaeus, who's ostracized and no one likes, and he has this celebrity say, let's go hang out. Changed his life, man.
Wow.
Changed his life. How about another one? I can tell you, Jesus, when he's been crucified and deserted by his buddies, and they all leave him, and then he's resurrected from the dead, and they're fishing close to the shore, and he goes and he makes breakfast for them. And I don't think it was just like a piece of toast, you know? I think it'd be fair to say it's pretty good breakfast. And they're fishing all night, so they're hungry. And he says, hey, guys, I made breakfast for you.
Perfect.
Yeah, but the reason it's such a good deed is because they felt terrible about betraying him. And he's going, come on, guys, let's reconnect here, man. And of course, he has this conversation with Peter, which is, again, life-changing.
Mm.
Totally transforms him. And these are not miraculous things. These are good deeds.
Good deeds, yeah.
Because I think the whole point here, Paul, is the anointing of the Holy Spirit is to give us the Holy Spirit's eyes, or God's eyes. So Jesus was ministry, his ministry was people focused. He looked at people and he cared about them and he discerned, do you need something? Is there some way I can help you? And he was able to see it, and then he would do it. He would try to help restore people if they're broken, or, you know, he saw them differently. Like what did he see when the lady who was caught in adultery was brought before him in the middle of a sermon, wrecks his service, you know, disrupts his service, and they say, we caught this lady in adultery. Well, she's guilty, and she's a bad person, and they have rights to accuse her. But Jesus, he's anointed with the Holy Ghost, and he sees a person, and he's going, this lady's hurt, she's broken, people are all over her, and he treats her with such respect that it is really shocking.
Amazing.
And again, we don't know all that transpires there after that, but I would venture to say the way he treated her changed her life.
No.
I totally believe that. I think this is what Jesus was all about. He saw people and he validated them. So this idea of doing good is found throughout Scripture. There's many, many scriptures that talk about the importance of doing good deeds, serving people. Read a couple, Paul. I'll read a couple, and then we'll wrap this up.
Yeah, there's one in Hebrews 13, chapter 13, verse 16. It says, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Mm-hmm. And then in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do.
Both of them emphasizing the importance of good works. One in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, let your light shine before men that they would see your good works, and as a result, they will glorify your Father in heaven. Then there's a great one in Titus. It says here, speaking about Jesus, it says, who gave himself for us to redeem us and purify for himself a special people, and then he describes the special people. These special people would be zealous for good works. So the Bible is just full of passages which talk about the very, very foundation importance of Christianity, and that being serving one another, helping people, doing good works. So in summary, I think this is one of the great things about being part of a church family. I mean, how great is it to know you are part of a family that believes in helping people, one another, to the point of saying, you don't even have to ask, Paul. I got your back. Yeah, I got your back. I mean, this is a mindset, but this is what the Bible's saying. You could say, people are watching out for me. I mean, like, that's awesome, man. Oh, yeah. You know, you go, this is what Christianity is about. Yeah. So I just want to close with a quote from a guy named John Wesley. John Wesley was the founder of the Methodist Church, the largest Christian denomination in the world, hundreds of thousands of people saved. Listen to this. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all times that you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can, do all the good you can.
That's awesome.
So here's the deal. Ask God to anoint you with the Holy Ghost so you could be part of the special people who are zealous for good works. Let's pray. God, I thank you that we have Jesus as our example, and that we read the summary of his life was that he was anointed by your Holy Spirit, and the purpose of that anointing was not just to heal the sick and do miraculous things, but it was also an anointing which gave him the ability to do good things for people, that they were not necessarily supernatural, just serve them and treat them with respect and be kind to them. And I pray, Holy Spirit, you give us that anointing. We want to be the special people who are zealous for good works. So we want to take some time to pray for some special needs here. I just really feel like when we talk about seeing people's needs, that there are times where there are people listening who are thinking in their minds, I'm just too busy. And I just want you to know that busyness doesn't ever go away. Maybe I would just say it this way. There's never an opportune time to serve people. It's always inopportune, but you take advantage of it. And then the second thing I just want to say is that I do believe we need an anointing of the Holy Spirit to see as God sees what's going on and who's in our life and what their need is. We need an anointing. So I want to pray, because I know there are some people thinking, I don't see that. And I would say, well, it's possible you need that anointing of the Holy Spirit. Ask God to anoint you. So I'm going to pray for those two things. What'd you feel, Paul?
Yeah, I just think one of the coolest things about Jesus is that he just went about doing good, and those things that he was doing changed the world. It changed people's lives. But his intent really was just to love people and to see people the way God sees people. And that's just super inspiring to me. And I just want to continue to pray that over myself, and to encourage everyone that we can do that.
Yeah.
You know, we can do that, and we can walk like he walked. And I believe we'll see the great things come to pass the way that he did. So,
all right, let's do this. Let's pray, and let's just invite the Holy Spirit here. So join with us in prayer. Father, I just sense there are some people listening this morning that just feel like they're just so busy. They got little kids to watch after, and, you know, projects around the house, housework. They got work. They have to take and continue finishing projects from their job. And they think maybe that sometime when they're not busy, they can help others. God, I pray this morning you would awaken them to the reality that there's always some busyness that can keep us occupied and prevent us from helping others. That we would realize helping others sometimes is, or maybe not even sometimes, but often it's an inopportune time, but that we would still step into it. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, help them to see that. And the second thing, Father, I do believe it takes an anointing of your Holy Spirit to be able to do good and see other people like Jesus did. And so I pray this morning, God, for anyone this morning who's feeling like, I just don't see it, I just miss it. Well, maybe the reason we're missing it is because we need an anointing by the Holy Spirit. So I pray right now, Holy Spirit of God, an anointing, a supernatural anointing, that our eyes would be open to see as Jesus could see. Pray that in Jesus' name.
And I just pray, Lord, that we can love people the way you loved people, and that because of that, lives would be changed and miracles would happen. And it would all start from the ability of for us to see people the way you see people. Thank you for that, God.
Amen.
Amen.
So at this time, we would normally take our offering if we were in church, but we're online, so we're still going to take our offering, and we're going to pray for it. There are so many different ways you can give and support the work that's going on here. At the end of the service, you'll see all the different ways listed, and I just want to say thanks to all of you who are supporting the church and the work we're doing here during this challenging time where we don't have people in the building, but it's awesome. It's like a vote of confidence, so let's just pray. So, Father, I pray for our offering, and I thank you for our faithful givers and people who just want to be a part of our church family. I pray you bless their finances. I pray you bless the church's finances. Continue to help us navigate through this challenging time till we can get back to our regular Sunday service. But we just pray your hand upon the offering, and continue to help us to use the money in a way that honors you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
of your voice. You have led me through the fire and darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God.
Who I am, it's who I am.
can hardly think as you call me,
deeper still as you call me, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love, love. You're a good, good Father. Who you are, who you are,
send you out with this blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious. And the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. In Jesus' name, we love you. Have a good week.